This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Show powered by Chevron. I'm Brady Hull. We got Michael Kirkpatrick, the 467th back there, fresh haircut. Looks good, man.
Yeah, I no longer look like the United Atheist Alliance from South Park.
I don't know what that is.
Now I'm all buzzed.
I don't know what that is, but I'm just
it's from an episode of South
you.
Park. They looked ridiculous, really dumb looking haircuts.
I haven't really been into South Park much recently. And it seems like they've gone pretty political. And I like when they do sometimes, but I don't want to see that for every episode, I guess. And I haven't been into it for a while, for several years.
I know what you mean. We were talking about this yesterday. They had that really, really successful season 19, where they suddenly, like, the writing just improved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they keep trying to capture that.
Well, they tried to do like, because it used to just be every episode was something different. And then they try, like with my dramas and stuff, I like it when it has a storyline. I'm not big into the crime scene shows because it's pretty much a brand new story every time. So like Game of Thrones, Sopranos, I like how it's a story. In my comedies, especially like the animated ones, I don't really like that. And so South Park tried to get into this theme of the show where, okay, this year sounds like it's a lot of President Donald Trump stuff and things surrounding that. So they've done that for the past however many years, 5 or 7, 9, 10 years. So I found myself kind of checking out. Like I used to enjoy South Park a lot more than Family Guy. Now I like Family Guy more because every episode is just, it's random.
Well, yeah, everything about Family Guy.
Yeah, but it's funny, and I don't want to think too much all the time. That's what my wife will tell you. Yeah, I don't do a lot of that.
This is why we don't like politics in our sports. Like sometimes you just want to shut off your brain and watch something and enjoy it.
And when I watch stuff, I want to be kind of taken to a different universe, as they say in the nerd culture, right? So when I'm watching Severance, I didn't take it as like a lot of political undertones. Not to say that's a bad thing, but when it's just bam, 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 smack you in the face.
Or when they try to write something and then they put something political in there.
Like, yeah.
It's like
good.
Turning their head and saying, by the way, global warming. Like, oh,
I'm not good with that. So I find myself like if I'm going to sit down, it's normally sports is on my television. Or my iPad, if I'm watching late at night, like last night with the doubleheader. I couldn't stay up. I ended up not watching the entire final game, but I did watch Baker Mayfield. Dude, how can you not watch Baker Mayfield and not cheer for this guy? He is a different breed of quarterback, and I love it.
I think there are people that still hate him for when he grabbed his crotch when he was at Oklahoma.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff bothered me for a little bit, but not enough for me to say that I'm anti-Baker.
But
I was never positive Baker. I was never pro-Baker. I was just like, whatever, he's fine.
I became anti-Baker when he joined the Rams and the Broncos decided not to play on Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't. I was never really. But once he went, especially when he got with Tampa Bay. You know, and he's kind of you're right. He's grown up, and you know, I'm watching him, and I'm a guy of faith, so I'm watching him after whatever. It was a bad play by him. Maybe he fumbled it, and he's on the bench, and he's got his eyes closed, and you clearly tell he's like taking a moment. He's praying, or he's just trying to slow everything down. And then he goes out on the field, and it's like, I'm ready to smack you in the mouth. I'm ready to get after it. You know, so I find myself really enjoying watching Baker Mayfield play. And I told you about the Chargers, man. The Raiders looked really bad. Geno Smith was bad. He's throwing it away on fourth down. Three interceptions. I mean, it was the Chargers look good. That defense looks good. That's going to be a very tough battle coming up for the Broncos this Sunday.
And when the Broncos put 35 points on them, it's going to be great.
A day, 2 days later now, talking about the Broncos' loss to the Colts, the theme in my head that keeps sticking out is just coaches are just over and underthinking obvious stuff. How many times this year, Mike, have we, of the coaches we talk about primarily on the whole show, how many big, easy decisions have they failed to make? You know, you go back to Jay Norvell. They're going for it on fourth down against Washington. You're not going for the field goal. Instead of they go for the fake, they line up for the fake field goal, but then they audible and they go back into a regular offense. But their problem was is most of your regular offense wasn't on the field. Didn't fool anybody. You got Deion Sanders not calling those timeouts in their first game against Georgia Tech. You got Sean Payton, who is taking the blame. He's not putting it on Darren Rizzi, but that's also his hire. So he's going to do as much as he can to still make that look okay. So he's taking the blame, saying they lined up in an aggressive field goal block on a 60-yard field goal. And again, that is one of those field goals where you line up, you put your hands up. If you get your hand on it, awesome. If you don't, you look up at that ball and you just hope that analytics and statistics ring true, meaning a guy that's never made more than a 50-yard field goal is just going to miss a 60-yard field goal. It's almost just hope at that point. Because the only thing you can't do in that situation, Mike, is commit a penalty.
No one's going to blame you.
No, if he makes it, he makes it, and we talk about the rest of it later.
People are going to go, that guy's a stud.
But you don't want to end it on that. And yes, the Will Lutz missed field goal looked like the same thing was happening. The officials need to be more consistent. There's an official lined up where the ball is snapped, and they should be able to see both instances of, what are we calling it? Leverage? I guess they come up with fancy words.
That's also a TV show.
Yeah. My wife was really into that. Leverage. But I just keep going back to, I think Sean Payton's a good coach. I just think sometimes he overthinks and underthinks. You know, for example, Michael, first play of the game, J.K. Dobbins, almost a 20-yard run. If I were to tell you on the first play of the game, he runs for 20 yards, are you not giving him the ball more? They ran much more in the first half, and I liked that. Got away from it again in the second.
What happened in the second half?
You lost the game, and your offense could barely do anything. You got the touchdown in the third quarter, but that was it.
You had a third of the points in the third quarter than you did the first half.
Correct. And there's no flow. So I know I'm simplifying it. I'm not in there drawing up plays, but I'm literally looking at Sean Payton's play sheet, and on there it still says run the ball. If you guys missed it, if you recorded it, go back. At some point when they do a close-up on Sean Payton, zoom in. Can you zoom in? And look on his play sheet. It says run the ball. He had that last year. That's fascinating to me that you have to kind of remind yourself, because there's only, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, there's only two options, right? Either pass the ball or you run the ball. How hard is it to remember 50% of your options? That's crazy to me.
You could also kneel.
Yeah, that would be considered a rush. They count that as a negative rushing yard.
Or you could just snap it over the quarterback's head, and that would be a question mark.
Okay. All right, Mr. New Haircut. New haircut, new ideas. Bo Nix was really good in the first half and not so much in the second. I didn't like the interception. I know you kind of excused it yesterday. I didn't like it, but he had some really good throws to Troy Franklin. Troy Franklin might be realizing who he is as a wide receiver. He might be.
A stud.
Yeah, he could be a stud. So we're going to get into some of this today. Sean Keeler of the Denver Post will join us tomorrow, but he's basically kind of pissy with how the Broncos have utilized or not utilized Evan Ingram. Mike, Evan Ingram was supposed to be the Joker position. This is why in the offseason I kept saying, I'm so tired of hearing about the Joker position. Let's believe it when we see it. And Evan Ingram, in his career, never really fit that bill. That's why I was like, find a way to draft Tyler Warren. See if you can make that happen. And that was not the case. I still like who they drafted. But for a guy that talks about a Joker position so much, you went out and you got a guy in free agency in Evan Ingram that doesn't fit that mold. So I want to talk to Sean about that. Busy show today. I got the owners from Big City Roadhouse joining us. I'm very excited about this. I was lucky enough to pop by there last Thursday, had the pizza, had the wings, had TVs were rolling. It's just, that's my spot. It was my spot when it was cables. And now we got like this amazing chef whipping up awesome ideas for us.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, Roadhouse. Big City Roadhouse. The owners will join us here in this 11 o'clock hour. Mike Brohard will join us as well from CSURams.com. And I want his thoughts, you know, on the quarterback competition that was taking place throughout the course of the bye week and how they try to kind of reset already. We are already in a strange point in our football stuff. And again, I'm going to remove the Broncos from this because you're just going to do your thing where it's little Broncos, we're going to win, throw up in my mouth. But the other teams, including the Broncos, are all at a very fragile point of the season, and we're 2 weeks in the NFL, 3 weeks in college football. If CU loses to Wyoming, where's that panic button, Mike? Pound it. If Air Force keeps losing, if CSU loses to UTSA, panic button, because you were really hoping that you'd be 3-1 at the worst 2-2 before you get into conference play. And they still have Washington State as a part of the non-con schedule. And that still seems kind of like a coin flip. They kind of got boat raced this weekend, I think.
I think we're in worry season with CU and CSU. Not so much Air Force. They had that one bad game.
Defense
we need
is
a bigger
bad.
Sample size.
Defense is bad.
Defense is bad, but you know the offense is strong. I think we need a bigger sample size for the Air Force. Right now, very worrisome for CU, CSU. Panic button, I agree. If they lose or play really terrible the next couple games, even next game, that's panic button.
We did our stock watch yesterday in buy or sell, and is that right? UNC is the only one, really.
How about that?
That feels like the stock is up. For a team that won one game last year and zero games the year before, it does feel like the wins are going to start coming for UNC. That what a world! And I'll hand it to our guy Tanner Schwent on Good Morning NoCo said he believes that of all the teams that we collectively here at the station talk about, he feels like respectfully UNC is going to be the more positive story to come out of all this. Maybe not the Broncos as much, but of the college teams we look at here on the whole show. I want to thank Lemons Heating and Cooling. Heating, air conditioning, duct cleaning, they're going to hook you up. I'm a client of theirs. They're a client of ours. My AC was going through it last summer. They came in at a really tough time and hooked us up. And then I had the heater go out. And they helped us at a really tough time as well and got it done, I mean, relatively quickly. And I was in Timnath at the time, so they're going all over northern Colorado. That's Lemons Heating and Cooling. There's a reason you're seeing their vehicles everywhere, because everyone's getting the good news about Lemons Heating and Cooling. Like, yeah, that's a legitimate HVAC contractor that we want to call. What, Mike? What?
Well, LemonsHeatingAndCooling.com. The guys are really sweet, not sour, even though they're lemons.
LemonsHeatingAndCooling.com. 19 minutes after, get it out of the way now, because I don't want you to embarrass us in front of our guests here coming up. We got Big City Roadhouse owners coming in. They're going to tell us a little bit about what's in store for us. Hottest restaurant in northern Colorado. Brand new. Make sure you stop by. And when you do, tell them Tell them Michael sent you. We'll be right back.
Roadhouse.
Fall is nearly here, and that means football is on KFKA. Preps, college, pros, and the Broncos. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-four minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. You guys have heard me talking about hottest restaurant in Northern Colorado. The owners of Big City Burrito are bringing us Big City Roadhouse. It's where the old cables. Yes, thank you for that. Have you guys heard the fam? Okay, first off, wonderful guests. We've got Cleta and Don Yamauchi.
You got it.
Joining us in studio. And Cleta, I got a chance to meet with you about 3 or 4 weeks ago as we're devising this plan.
Yes, it was great to meet you. We had a great time and we said, yes, we're in. Let's make this happen.
We love working with you guys. And then last week, I finally got it because you were open for about a week and I kept meaning to get in there. And I had the buffalo. I had the buffalo style wings. The taverns. That's my kind of pizza.
Yeah, mine too.
Little fold action. That's all. I'm about it. The love of the pepperoni, the little pepperonis too. Yep. What was hilarious, though, was your kids' menu.
Yes.
I was cracking up at the kids. Basically, at the time, it was like all the items are different names. I was like, I don't want to be here.
Yes. So all the kids' comments that you will hear, like, where's my phone?
Yes.
I'm bored. Yeah. And they all are, you know, next to the chicken tenders and everything else. So we absolutely have some fun with that. That was totally Don's idea. And we love it. We get a lot of comments on it.
Oh, it was so cool. I know I took a picture of it because I wanted to tweet it out, and then I didn't. So next time I get in there, apparently I didn't actually press the button.
Yeah.
Technology is interesting for me.
Yeah, me too.
Don, I got to tell you, man, and I'm not just saying this because you're sitting right across from me. Those wings were ridiculous. They
Thank
rival
you.
Some of the big time wing places we're talking about, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I love food, and we just try to make it as good as we can. And that's one of the things that I think we shine on is our wings, the buffalo, the Asian, and the Cajun. I think they're great.
What is going to – right now, I know you guys are what? Going on 2 weeks
Not
here?
Quite. It'll be 2 weeks on Thursday. So we're, under 2 weeks, but it feels like it's been a lifetime already. We're getting there.
There's so much work to go. Well, and again, you guys were so awesome about this, too. Cables has been there forever.
Yes.
And I worked closely with the owners, and we loved Sean and Nikki and everything that they were about. And you guys have handled this so well, because so many times I'll go to a restaurant takeover, and it's basically like, they did this wrong. They did this wrong.
No.
It was awful. And you guys are like, not only were they amazing, we want Nikki to kind of help us transition into this process too. So you've been very respectful in that side of it.
We really wouldn't be here without them. They really helped us along. And Nikki is still with us right now. She's helping us, you know, with just events and introducing us to the right people. She's been nothing but amazing.
I love it. So what's the go-to right now? What are you guys seeing as far as the menu items?
Oh, gosh. The burgers are just blowing it up right now. The pizza. We have had so many fantastic comments on the pizza.
And the fish and chips.
The fish and chips are one of our best entrees. And the margarita flights. Believe it or not, I wasn't sure how that was going to go. And people love them. You get 4 different margarita flavors. And lots of good feedback on that as well.
Oh, wow. Well, we got Don and Cleta in studio here, owners of Big City Roadhouse. And Don, you have a really interesting background. I mean, you said you love food.
Yep.
You've been in the food world for a very long time. I heard little bits about you, but I'm eager to hear more of what you're bringing to the table every day.
Yeah. My background really is fine dining. It's really, the $200 person thing, but really, it's my passion, but I love to eat just regular wings, potato skins, pizza. I can eat all day long. Mm. Burgers, I can eat all day long. It's comfort food to me that really just makes me feel great. So, I just want to take a step up on things like the wings, things like our pizza. We're just buying just great quality products and making really interesting dishes with them.
I could eat an entire, like that, your tavern style pizza, that
Thank
pepperoni
you.
I got.
Yeah.
mouth-watering just thinking about it. I could eat that whole thing by myself. I was with some. I had a client meeting there, and we were going to split it. And he's like, you know, I'm going to eat the extra wing. You go ahead. And I say, I'll take it home. That did not happen.
It's crazy. The pepperoni has blown up. Everybody's loving it. We actually ran into a pickle because I think you said the first week we sold maybe four cases. And then a few days in, we ran through 10 cases. It was crazy.
It's out of control.
Wow.
But it's great, though. It really
it's good.
Is great.
Mm-hmm.
How is the community, like, again, being you guys obviously own Big City Burrito, Fort Collins, and if you haven't had a Big City Burrito from Fort Collins, you are also out of your mind. Ridiculous there. But what has that been like? Not a transition because you still got everything running there, but into this community, because Greeley, Fort Collins, this restaurant scene in Greeley doesn't have the options that Fort Collins has. So people are starving for a local restaurant that they can enjoy.
Yeah, I'll say that with the regulars from Cables, we've felt the love and support that they have stayed and given us great feedback. We've already tweaked the menu a few times. We're changing our hours on Friday and Saturday to stay open a little later till 10 o'clock. And that's just from the feedback we were getting from the guests and the regulars. We are adding some more promotions for this Sunday, for Football Sunday, making sure that we have our NFL pints, $3 domestics, $4 micro pints. So all of that is from the feedback from the guests, and we just really want to, you know, listen to them and make it into what it should be. So
that's the we always talk about, like, what's going on in the football world. Like, the CSU athletic director, people are knocking certain in-game stuff that are happening. Rather than going to his shell and just be like, no, this is the way we're doing it, he's responding to the fans saying, yeah, we're going to work on that train horn sound so it's not so ridiculous. We'll turn it down a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of doing the same thing. You know what you're about.
Yeah.
Don, you have an amazing background, but you also want to listen to people and what they're looking for.
Yes, you know, just because I like something or Cleta likes something doesn't mean the public's going to like something. And so we're changing our menu and our flavors to fit what they want.
So what are the style? Okay, so next wings I'm going to try because I tried the buffalo style last week, but I hear the other.
Oh, you got to try the Asian.
Asian wings.
They're fantastic.
That's on the docket there.
Yes, a little heat to them, so you got to be able to handle a little heat, but they're fantastic.
How?
Probably like a 5.
Okay.
5 out of 10.
I could probably do a 5 out of 10.
Yeah,
that would be fine. Well, my plan is, and I talked to you about this, Cleta, I want to try everything on the menu.
Yes.
The current menu, because I know you guys are going to add stuff and whatever. But that's the goal. So I'm going to try to get in there, and I literally want to try everything on the menu. Even if it's not my cup of tea, we're going to go all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, please do. Because we're changing it even tomorrow, I think, as we're putting raviolis on the menu. Cheese raviolis with grape tomatoes, pesto, and some Parmesan cheese. It's going to be really good.
And a patty melt.
And
again,
patty melt.
That is feedback from the guests. They're like, you got to have a patty melt, where you said done. It's coming tomorrow.
I love that.
Well,
you know, the problem is with doing this show 11 to 2 every day, and then I bring restaurant people in here, and I'm like, come on, what are we? I got to get over there now. Can we just unplug for about, what does it take me, 10 minutes to get over there? Unplug, Mike. We'll just head over there.
Yeah. So, you know, we will bring you some food. We are ready. We'll have to get you something this afternoon.
Oh, we'll have to, Mike, what do you think? Date? Little date night? Little date afternoon, Mike?
We'll have to do it. You're paying, right?
Yeah, whatever. we'll talk about that when we get there. Yeah, we'll figure that out when we get there.
I'm doing the pizza.
The pizza. That's the tough part for me because I want to try everything on the menu.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I already know what's awesome.
Yeah.
But
that pepperoni's to die for.
It's ridiculous.
It really is.
Yeah. The fish and chips, too. Those are very special because there's so many places that do the frozen fish, and ours is hand battered. It's actually rolled in potato chips, which gives it that little bit of saltiness and just flavor. We fry it and send it out, and people are just loving that. So that's got to be on your list, too.
That'll be absolutely on the list. You guys obviously are a big sponsor throughout the week on my show, but we've got our Big City Roadhouse Football Friday. The gang has just been blowing it up talking about you guys. There's TVs everywhere.
Yes.
That's the goat. That's the place to go watch those big games and enjoy some of the best food around. And, you know, I love it because when you're sitting there, you look around, there's TVs all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're actually
adding more.
Yeah, we're looking
at
adding more.
That's what you guys said.
Yes,
I have been kind of slowly saying, I think they're going to add even more TVs. More TVs is a great thing.
Yeah.
Because you want to have the games. This is the time of year where people go crazy and they want to have those options.
Yep.
Absolutely. So we're having fun with it. We are doing free house tequila shots if you show up with your jersey on
nice.
On Sunday, Monday, and Thursday, and you're promoting a certain team, we're going to celebrate with you. Obviously, we're going to do it responsibly. There is going to be a point where, you know, after three shots, we're going to call it because we want to make sure everyone's safe.
Yeah.
But we're having fun with it. We want to make it a football destination. Come on down, watch the game, have some fun with us, root on your team, and we're gonna have some fun with some tequila.
I think that's a great idea, too, because, again, this is that time of year where people are, we know this, doing a sports talk show, people get a little crazy about the football stuff, right?
Yeah.
So get them in there, showcase the jerseys, showcase your team and all of that.
That's right.
Again, I'm so excited about this because, and I say this, Cables has been a partner of my show specifically for so many years, and I love the ambiance, the setting there. So I've always gone there. If I'm bringing clients or friends, great. But sometimes I'll just go there, set up the laptop, and hang out. I was in there Thursday, and I was like, I can sense the change, but also you guys are keeping true to kind of what made Cable so successful, too. And I love that balance because that's a very hard balance to strike.
Yep.
Well, and I think a lot of it is the staff. You know, we have the same staff that stayed with us, and, you know, they're a part of that. That's our culture, and we want to make sure that they are, you know, in a good place and learning as we go, obviously, giving them the tools to succeed. But, you know, everybody comes in and they look for their favorite bartender, their favorite server, and it makes a big difference. So another compliment we've had from the locals and the regulars is that they're just very happy to come in and see the same people. It's got that Cheers-like atmosphere where you know everybody's name. It still feels comfortable. You know, the menu's a little bit different, but at the end of the day, they're still having a great time.
I love that, too. And, okay, I got to ask the question because Michael, of course, found the cut from Family Guy when he says Roadhouse. Have you seen Roadhouse? Have you seen Family Guy where he mentions Roadhouse
I've seen the original Roadhouse probably 2,000-3,000 times, and the new one probably 1,000 times. So I have not seen the Family Guy one, though.
Well, it's just it was one of those goofy clips, and then he just kicks somebody and goes, Roadhouse. And
we have
that there.
I will tell you, if I find a bear for the corner of the restaurant, I'm putting it in there. That's all there is to it. Like, have it right in the corner.
Was that part of the thinking with the name, or was it like, we know what a Roadhouse kind of, we want that feel, so we want to call it, big city, I love the slogan, big city flavor, Roadhouse comfort.
We do know what a Roadhouse is, but it started out sort of as a joke between the Cleta, myself, and our partners, and then we're like, wait, no, that actually sounds
like
great.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. We actually had a different name picked out, and it turns out we weren't able to use that name, and we went back to the drawing board, and we were all over the place, because once you have your heart set on something, to switch gears, it's a little tough, but eventually someone threw out Roadhouse, and we were kind of poking fun at it. Right. But the more we let it set in, we're like, we love it. Let's do it. So here we are.
So it was important, obviously, because you own Big City Burrito, too.
Yes.
And obviously that is a staple, not just Fort Collins, but people come in and they're like, I've heard about this place. I got to try the burritos. So I have to ask, burrito options?
We do have a taste of Big City Burrito. Nice. So there is one on there. And I'm not going to put any words in anyone's mouth, but we're looking at, different things that we can do down the future with that particular item with, obviously Big City Burrito has different styles of burritos and people are coming in. And the beauty of Big City Burrito is you get to come in and you get it tailored exactly how you want it.
Sure.
And we had a little bit of a challenge because, when you go through and you're picking every item, it's very personal. You're making something that you are in love with. You want it this way. So to find one burrito that is for everybody, we had to figure out how to do that. So we kind of started with the one, and then we're going to see how it goes. But there has been some confusion. People come in and think that's all we have is burritos. And we're like, no, we've got all these other options. Come on in, try us out. But the burrito is our second best-selling entree. We do get a lot of people that come in for that burrito. A lot of people are trying the strawberry habanero soul sauce, and they're putting it with everything. The tater tots, the chicken, they love it. So we have that available. And it's kind of a fun little mix to bring little Big City Burrito to Roadhouse and, use the name.
Well, you had mentioned that was going to be a possibility. So as soon as I got there, I was looking because I was in the mood for pizza. So I was going for pizza, but I wanted to look and make sure.
Yeah.
Don, what else am I missing, guys? What else do we want to get out there? We know we got a big football weekend coming up. So this is the goal, and this will be the goal. That's going to be the place to go to watch the games.
Another big thing that we'd love to mention is, we're getting to the end end of the year. Everyone's going to be having holiday parties and a lot of fun events coming up. So if anybody is in need for catering, we would love to support them on that. We are very skilled on trying to create something specific for each group. So just because it's not on the menu, like, give us a budget. Let us know what you're trying to accomplish, and we'll do our best to make it make sense for the restaurant and, you know, fit the needs of the guest.
Yep, and we're also going to be open for Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Yes. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So we are a family of three. We don't have a lot of relatives. So what we realized is, you know, on Thanksgiving, when we're looking for somewhere to go, we don't necessarily have a lot of options. So we actually made that part of our onboarding training, was asking the staff, hey, who would be interested in, you know, working a holiday? And we had a good amount of people raise their hands. So we decided we're going to do a Thanksgiving meal this year. And, you know, if somebody's looking to join us because they don't want to do the whole shebang for a small group like us, we're here to support that, too.
I think that's so awesome, too, because, yeah, there's a lot of families that get together. They have 20 people, whatever. You got to prepare. You spend all night and day preparing. Right. It's not for everybody.
No.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that look around. Or they do the lunch thing, and then they're like, I'm kind of turkeyed out for a moment.
Yeah.
Or maybe different styles of turkey or whatever. Having a place that's available, that makes sense for so many people.
It really does.
And our Thanksgiving meal will be a prefix menu. It'll definitely be a scaled down, built for that day. But like you mentioned, even the day before, you know, people are cooking big meals. The last thing you want to do is, you know, cook for the day before Thanksgiving. So having those options and making sure that we're making it easy family style options, that's what we're kind of thinking for this first holiday.
Yeah.
Open for Thanksgiving. We got catering options as well. Holiday parties. It's Tuesday. We're getting already closer to the weekend with football. It's right. I mean, it's just, you know what? We carry high school sport football here, too. Great opportunity right before the game or after the game.
Especially
stop by because there's so many schools surrounding you guys, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I know our bar manager Andrea was talking to a guest yesterday, and they have a big game on Tuesday. And they said, would you consider, you know, staying open a little later for us? Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, just let us know, because we want to make sure we're supporting. If there's, you know, reasons for us to, you know, make a later night or something, just call us, let us know. We want to be able to support the community and those later games and making sure that, you know, the guests are taken care of.
I'm a fan. I got in last week. Absolutely love it. And I'm excited to see kind of what, you know, how you guys grow this thing. And as the people around this area stop by and see it, it's just awesome. You guys are great people.
Thanks.
And I'm excited for this to be a staple in Northern Colorado.
We are excited as well.
All right, Dawn, Cleta, thank you guys so much for coming. We'll do this again.
Yeah,
we'll
thank you
guys,
for having us.
We'll get you on the morning show with the fellas, too. That'll be a different experience, okay?
Yeah.
So just be ready for that.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Good.
But
we're in.
I'll be seeing you guys soon, okay?
Okay.
Fantastic.
Keep up the great work. Congratulations, and
we'll keep
banging that drum for you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Have a great day.
All right, 42 minutes after the hour. Mike, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
That was fantastic. Thanks to Dawn and Cleta for joining us. And apparently, Mike had convinced him to bring some food by, so I might see what the dude down the hall and Tanner Schwint are doing. They could come in and we could sample some food and try it on the air. How about that, Mike?
They can have samples and I'll have the majority of it.
Yeah. She's like, are you guys like, are there anything you guys don't like? I'm like, look at us. No, we will eat everything. So you know, whatever you want to bring, we'll try it out. The guys are not going to complain.
Yeah, most of us have large frames.
Yes, that's very true. We do enjoy food. It's great. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. So when you guys go, let me know. I would love to get your thoughts on Big City Roadhouse. Just still kind of, we're ready to kind of turn that page. Micah, does this grab you at all? The Chargers, they didn't get going until late last night. So a very late Monday night game. Do you think that I saw Zach Stevens, and we'll try to get Zach on the show from DMVR Broncos, but he posted the Broncos have a major advantage now. Because their game got over around, what, 5-ish Sunday, and the Chargers are playing well into Monday night. Is that really, I'm asking, like, is that really a thing? Is that something that really impacts you?
No.
I don't think so much. I think it's not a major. I don't look at it and go, oh, wow, Chargers are going to be dead tired. They have today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And you know what? They had a long time to prepare for the Raiders. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, this already would have been their day off. So I don't think the Broncos have that much of an advantage. If it was a Thursday game, like if it was the Broncos playing them and the Broncos had a bye week and then they had Sunday and they had Thursday and the Broncos just had I think that's where the advantage would be.
Yeah, the Sunday to the Thursday, that's always kind of interesting.
And that's why I think every team should have a bye before the Thursday games.
Yeah,
because
I'm good with
that. I don't like that. That's
I don't know the logistics and how that would work out, but I get the idea. Sean Keeler's article in the Denver Post: Broncos country, the Joker's on you. Only Sean Payton's use of tight end Evan Ingram isn't funny anymore. The Broncos signed Evan Ingram to be their Joker. They were thinking of something along the lines of Jack Nicholson or Heath Ledger. Instead, the former Jacksonville tight end sailed closer to Jared Leto. Leave it to Sean to nerd it up a little bit. Michael, I know you appreciate that.
Ooh, Joker talk.
I appreciated that.
Burn.
Worst Joker.
Like, these are some of the things that kind of bug me about Sean Payton. The guy likes to talk. He likes to... doesn't necessarily like to answer questions, but he likes to talk. And so you kind of get themes so far, what I've noticed with Sean Payton. This is not, I'm not like ripping the guy. I'm just saying, you know, when he first got here, it was all about what not to do, what Russell Wilson was doing. Like, those kind of things aren't going to happen. That's kind of the theme of where we're going. And then a lot of, you know, it's not my hump to get over. It's, you know, that's not my history to get over, whatever. So there's just different themes. And then this offseason, especially, we talked about a couple of things, but the two specifics were the Joker position. It's not the first time he's mentioned. I'm just saying it was like that was he was hammering that message. And then, of course, Bo Nix is going to potentially be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So far through two games, have you seen anything from Evan Ingram to lead you to believe that he's fulfilling this Joker position? Supposed to be a guy that can run, catch the ball, you move him around, you audible, you motion him across the line. I'm not seeing a lot of that.
I mean, if you weren't paying attention, you wouldn't know that Evan Ingram existed at all.
He's had four receptions for 33 yards in two games. Yeah. I mean, the rookie Tyler Warren for the Colts had that and then some in one game. And then the game before that, he was amazing. So that's a little alarming that... This is why I push so hard. Like, you have to upgrade the running back position. You have to upgrade the tight end position. 11:51 the time. Let's take a short break here. I'll wrap up hour number one. We got top stories of the day. Mike Brohard from CSURams.com. It's BFN. It's always been BFN. Was there ever really a true quarterback competition? Who knows? But Braden Fowler, Nicolosi will start against UTSA. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the college football weekend with Rocky Mountain College Kickoff. Fridays at 2 and an encore Saturdays at 7. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
We got our Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor Trivia coming up in the second hour of the show. We're registering somebody for that $20 gift certificate that we'll announce on Friday. So far, we got Smitty in. He's got one. Dwayne got one. And we're going to get somebody else in the mix coming up this Friday. So keep calling. Keep guessing. I'm testing your sports knowledge here. It's taking you guys a little longer on some of this. We'll see. Where I'm not sure. I don't have hints for you yet. We'll see. I have a couple of ideas in mind. So we'll see how that goes. All right, coming up, we got top stories of the day. Tom Brady. Is it fair? We'll get to that. Mike Brohard from CSURams.com talked to us about the quarterback stuff. All that and more coming up on The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.